Applying for citizenship can be an intimidating process. There's a 20-page application, an employment history, travel records, and an interview. And then there's the final exam. Why does the flag have 13 stripes? What does the president's cabinet do? What's an amendment? But you don't have to go it alone. Every year, Services, Immigration Rights, and Education Network hosts a series of events in San Jose to help people get started. The most recent gathering brought lines much longer than usual. One explanation? Election season. KLW's Lila Day brings us the story.
Today at the San Jose City College campus, hundreds of people have shown up to go through a series of steps to get them closer to becoming U.S. citizens. This orientation is in Spanish, but it's also presented in Cantonese, Farsi, Vietnamese, and other languages. Hands shoot into the air with detailed questions. If I left the country for a month, is that okay? If I divorce and my name change, will that affect my application? How long will this process take? Today, more than 1,300 people are here to get help with applying for citizenship. After orientation, people line up to enter a huge auditorium to begin the second step, filling out paperwork.
I'm waiting to fill out an application for citizenship. I'm waiting for my turn in Spanish.
Rocio, who just made her way in here, is now waiting in another line to determine if she's eligible. Rocio's from Mexico, but she now lives in San Jose. She didn't want to use her last name. She's been a resident for 5 years. That's one of the requirements for those applying for citizenship. She says she's here today for a very important reason.
Porque es gratis.
Because it's free.
The room is full of volunteer lawyers and law students who are here making sure everyone has the right documents in order to move forward as citizens. Organizers say the turnout is nearly double the amount of people compared to last year, which is normal for an upcoming election. People want to have a voice in the vote. Rocio nervously sits down and hands a questionnaire to a volunteer to see if she can move on to the third step.
So you gave her a green stamp. What's that for?
The green stamp means she can go to the next station and fill out the forms. So she's eligible to go and apply.
Rocio moves on to step three, which is filling out a 21-page application. The crowds of people continue to pile in. Right now, around 46% of Hispanics are eligible to vote in California, and more than half of them are already naturalized citizens. In that same line is Soledad Estrada. She's sitting in a plastic chair with her paperwork in hand.
Quiero ser ciudadana.
I want to be a citizen.
Estrada's been a resident for 12 years, and now she wants to vote in November.
I don't agree with Donald Trump and his political ideas.
In this election, some candidates' ideas have been very anti-immigration.
I think the current presidential campaign has a lot of non-U.S. citizen-born folks feeling pretty anxious.
That's volunteer attorney Jacqueline Kelly Widmer from San Francisco's La Raza Centro Legal.
They want to make sure that they become citizens before that happens and also get out the vote.
On the other side of the auditorium, people are making their way toward the final step, where their applications are reviewed by a lawyer.
Elmer Guido? Elmer Guido?
Elmer Guido is sitting next to his 6-year-old son, who's playing a game on his dad's phone. Guido says today is very important for him.
We are here because we want to move forward. We came with a dream about this country, and we want this dream to come true.
Guido's from Nicaragua. His son was born here, and he's been a resident for 6 years. He was actually eligible to become a citizen last year, but he didn't move forward with it. Now, he wants to vote.
This is a country of immigrants. We want this country to move forward. I don't agree with Donald Trump. His politics are totally irrational. He uses a lot of violence with his words, not just for our community, but for the entire country.
Around 60% of the people here today will successfully apply for citizenship. Once all the forms are ready, the volunteer attorneys go over every question again with a fine-tooth comb. If it's all good, those applying will pay $680 to submit their application in the mail. Elmer Guido smiles big as he receives the news that his application is ready to be submitted. Others, like Soledad Estrada, are leaving with bad news.
I have to wait 3 more years to become a citizen because I don't know English. I don't speak it. I don't write it.
Estrada wants to take the exam in Spanish. And although she's been a resident for 12 years, the rules say she'll need to wait 3 more years to take it in Spanish. She's very upset. Her walker is shaking in her hands when she tells me this. But Estrada is most angry that she won't be able to vote.
It's not fair because the Mexicans, Latinos, do all of the work that Americans won't do. If it wasn't for the Latinos, nothing would happen. The economy would fail.
When I ask her what she'll do now that she can't vote, she says she'll have to spread the word herself.
Don't vote for Donald Trump. Vote for someone who means well for the Latinos.
There's another citizenship workshop this coming weekend, and many here will be returning with documents that they weren't able to provide today, hoping to make the deadline to be able to register to vote in the presidential election. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.